487 Kimber, negative contact, 359, moving to the next radio check.
This is Kimber, I copy, I was sorry, on the Elk repeater, sorry.
No worries, I thought you might be there, but anyway, we've been talking about the grab-and-go binders and the pet kits that you suggested last week, and we're going to continue through this section on kits, so everybody's kind of refreshing on that. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Kimber?
Well, I just kind of think that the kit is a great idea. I've been slowly getting mine together into a binder from all of my file cabinets because I know in a situation you can't just grab all your file cabinet stuff and expect to throw it in there. So the binder is just a really great idea, getting that together. Also, for anybody who needs to sign up for these emergency services or get any books, you can also go to a website. It's rvem.org. That's R-V-E-M, Rogue Valley Emergency Management.org to sign up. And you can get the mobile app, you can get books, you can do all kinds of stuff there. And that's for Josephine and Jackson County. Break. And as far as what you introduced with, started this net with, I am changing the word of the week for the Amron check-in to a Bible verse that is very similar to what you were saying, and that is, let me break 1 second. James 4:17, and that is, if anyone then knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is a sin for them. So just saying, if you know the right thing to do and you're doing good, you teach other people, do it. Just do these good things and be of that spirit, and then it will come on to you as good and not a sin. And I think that's it. I can mention the Amron that if you'd like.
Yes, ma'am, that's a very awesome verse. I appreciate that. It's hard when things are going around you not to fear everything that's going on, but with the faith that you have in your heart, you know that all will be well. So, yes, please talk about the Amron net.
Okay, I will do that. Yeah, we must have a heart of good and keep on going because this world tends to be just a little hard and harsh. Lots of things happening, so keep positive, keep that spirit going in, as an encouragement for yourself and everyone else. So about the Amron net, we check in, we have a check-in, we do channel 3 check-ins, which is off the repeaters, just practicing talking on MERS channel 3, FRS, GMRS channel 3, CB3, and a ham simplex, so that we can learn how to talk to each other and who's in our communities and who's close to us in times of giving or needing help. Break. So we have a check-in. We do that channel 3, and we read an intelligence brief, a little bit of world and local news. And so for the NV725, Greater Grants Pass in Illinois Valley area, that is Sunday night at 7 p.m., Sunday at 7. And for Jackson County folks, we do the Elk 675 repeater, GMRS, and that's on Monday nights at 8 p.m. So Grants Pass, Sunday at 7, Jackson County, Monday at 8. Thank you, Karen, for everything you do. Love you all. Back to Ned.
Well, and thank you, Kimber, for all that you do. We appreciate your sharing all that and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WROY 384 Diana, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen, you copy? 384 Diana, I copy. It's kind of staticky, but I think it's because of the wind. Copy that. You are coming in. You are a little bit staticky as well, so I attribute that probably to the storm that's coming in. So we've been talking about emergency evacuations, and now we're talking about emergency kits. So today we're talking about grab-and-go binders and PEP kits. Do you have any suggestions or comments or anything you'd like to share this evening, Diana?
No, this is really good to go back over. I think